For Londoners, the shock news smacked of that morning back in June when they learned, despite poll predictions, Britain had voted to leave the European Union. A leap into the unknown is how leaders across the world and the market see it. The dollar dipped in early trading, given Donald Trump's comments during the campaign that he will tear up trade agreements and offer no guarantees to members of NATO who do not pay their share.
What they see now is one candidate who seems to stand for a completely different view of America's role in the world. And I mean completely different, who repudiates rather specifically the alliance framework, the NATO framework in particular, who has repudiated America's commitment to the liberal trade system that America created, the sort of open globalization America promoted, that seems to be in some ways more sympathetic to America's historic enemies like Russia than it is to Europe.
China has reason to worry. Trump has targeted Beijing's trade practices, threatening to slap 45% tariffs on Chinese imports.
There's a whole range of sort of relatively outlandish statements that Trump said during his campaign that if they were to come to pass could create some pretty dramatic business and economic consequences in the region.
Trump won on an America First platform. For Africa, analysts say that means expectations are realistic and tempered.
I think that what Africa has to do is to prepare for the worst case scenario, which would mean that the America under Donald Trump would focus first on American national interests and not necessarily on global interests and not necessarily, therefore, on African interests. And if there was a time that Africa should start thinking of African solutions to African problems, the time is now.
World leaders watched this election closely, and the big question now is, what role will the U.S. play in the world?
Is the U.S. going to disengage from the world? And we've seen a fair amount of disengagement from the U.S. in the last few years. And what's happening in Syria is partly a result of that. Is the U.S. going to disengage, or is the U.S. going to re-engage with the world?
Trump said his administration will deal fairly with the world and seek common ground, not hostility. With the uncertainty of a new day also comes the hope that a dramatic departure from the established world order could bring new opportunities and maybe some positive surprises.